This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Oh my God, guys, what a show. If there was ever a day to call in sick, it was today. And I was like, fucking hell, I can't do that today.
It's so funny because I was awake till all hours last night. Didn't sleep a wink. And I was just like, I wish I could call in sick, but I can't. Just can't do that today.
Yeah, I can't do that to
imagine
each other.
We both called in sick. What would happen?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I felt shite. Like,
I'm trying to think, what's the worst possible time to ever call in sick? Maybe your second day on the job?
Oh my God, Ash. Remember that? Myself and Dave and Aisling, we used to do a show together before Fiona came along. And
Ash called in sick on her first, on her second day. And we thought it was because...
I was like, isn't for her.
She doesn't like the show.
Yeah, she's panicking or she realises it's not for her or something.
But no, she was literally, she couldn't go 10 minutes without getting sick, I think.
Yeah. Probably from the anxiety of the show.
Probably.
Do you know what I mean? Mad. Yeah, that was probably the worst time you could call in sick. I would have rather come in and vomited on you for that.
I would have done the exact same thing.
Anyway, so it was a bit of a loosey-goosey show because Dave got no sleep and I'm riddled with the cold.
I think me and you were just meant to do a show together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, the world just keeps bringing us together.
No matter what, it's just it seems to be me and you.
Me and you will be 45.
50. We'll still have a co-host. We won't know who they are because we'll only see them once every 6 months.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they'll be pregnant or getting married or off to 2FM.
Or there's something going on, but it just brings us back together.
Thank God we get along.
I know.
Can you imagine we didn't like each other? Because it'd be really, we're always together.
Literally, I talk to you more than I talk to anyone else.
Anyone else.
I love you to bits.
I see you every day. Yeah. I see Pippa twice a week. I see you every single day.
You're like the brother who I just keep hanging out with. You know what I mean? I barely talk to Jack all week.
I know, it's mad.
Literally, I text him and then in the evening I'm off doing something, he's doing something. I'm like, no, I just told my whole life story to Dave this morning. Anyway, enjoy the show. It was
good
really
luck.
Fun.
Have a great day.
The looseness.
Ta-ha. Yeah, bye.
Let's go. David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning, what's going on? How are we? Happy Friday, everybody. Happy payday for some.
Oh my God, yes. And it's a lovely, bright, sunny morning.
Happy welcome to the weekend. Just happy, happy, happy. Especially this morning.
Are you happy, happy, happy?
I am happy, happy, happy.
Is that your vow? Happy, happy, happy across the show?
Well, I'll probably... My personality might seep into some things which might seem negative, but I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Good.
My morning started off pretty well because I came into work and I was like, do you know what? Callum's off today. So let's just phone it in for the entire show. Do you know?
I get you.
We won't draw you too hard. We won't work too hard. We won't prep anything. We're just going to see how it goes.
And you know what? That's the best way to go about life sometimes.
I think so too. So what I decided to do instead of prep anything for the show or work hard was go on my phone.
Oh, that's nice.
I was on TikTok and then I kept scrolling. You know, at the moment they're pushing TikTok lives.
Yeah, they are. They're everywhere you look, aren't they?
So it was a TikTok live of a news channel in America.
Yeah.
And what were they showing on the 24-hour news channel in America? But a car chase.
Oh.
Through Los Angeles.
That was exciting.
But by a helicopter.
Oh, wow.
So the whole car was shot the entire time. Mm. It was like that scene in Anchorman where he decides, why don't we, instead of doing the news, cut to a car chase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stay on this. And everyone watched. I was like, I've never watched a TikTok live so intently in my entire life.
Do you know where I've been for the past 10 minutes?
What have you been doing?
Well, Callum's off and I'm not prepping anything either.
Go on.
I've been on FaceTime to my niece. She rang me to say hi. And I was like, hi, Florence. It's very early. She was like, just checking what time you're coming down today for my party tomorrow.
Oh, that's
And we
cute.
Had a nice chat. And I was just under no pressure because Callum's not here. We had a lovely little catch up, me and Florence.
It's been a lovely morning.
Yeah, it's been fun.
More of this now.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was just telling you, literally 5 minutes ago, that my TikTok live this morning showed me a news channel showing me a car chase.
Yes.
I just went on TikTok again and it's another car chase.
Oh my God, what's going on?
I'm having a great day. This is a great start to my morning.
Did you see the news that Kendall Jenner, it looks like she's been seeing
Jacob. Is she in a car chase? Because that'd be great.
No car chases, thankfully, for Kendall. But she's going out with Jacob Lordy. Elordi? I never pronounced
Sorry,
his name.
Kendall Jenner is going out with Jacob Lordy.
Yeah.
That is news to me and also... I don't know. I don't know if I'm happy about that or sad about that. Am I happy because they're the most beautiful people in the world?
Or am I
sad because
Here's my weird little flex. Here's my weird little opinion.
Go on.
I don't think he's hot.
You're joking.
I know. And
I understand. I think he's hot and I'm basically straight.
I just don't see it. I don't think he's that. Now that I'm looking at him, he's quite similar in ways to Benson Boone.
He's actually quite hot.
He looks kind of like Benson Boone, who I also don't think is very good looking, in my personal opinion.
Just not for you.
Just not for me.
You're not vibing with the mustache and the mullet.
No.
Great.
No, not for me.
Great. Thanks.
No, it suits you, but I just don't think it suits Jacob. Anyway, so basically, Kendall Jenner at this point now has dated all of the hottest of the hottest.
Fair
guys,
play to her.
Do you know what I mean? She
absolutely
was with
killing it.
Bad Bunny years ago, who is now like the hottest thing on the planet. She was with Harry Styles years ago. But the reason that people are talking about this, because I know Spin talking about the Kardashians. No, it's not that. It's more so hilarious when you look at the sisters at the moment and who they're all dating and just imagining them all coming over for dinner, because all the boyfriends at this point are just gas if you think of them all in the same room. So we obviously have Jacob Elordi with Kendall Jenner. Sitting next at the table is obviously Kendall's best friend and sister Kylie with her fella
Timothy Chalamet
sitting beside
Let me see
Jacob.
If I can get these.
Okay. Then obviously Courtney's there.
Nope. Oh, Courtney, Travis Barker.
Exactly. So Travis is sitting at the table with Jacob and Timothy. And then Kim is there.
Lewis Hamilton.
With Lewis Hamilton.
I'm so good at this.
Lewis, Jacob, Timothy and Travis. And Chloe currently single
Jesus
at the moment.
Nightmare blunt rotation.
People just tweeting saying the concept of Lewis Hamilton, Jacob Elordi and Timothy Chalamet being at the same family gatherings. Who can we pick for Chloe just to put in there to make it even more random? Lewis Capaldi in the mix with Lewis Hamilton, Jacob Elordi.
I don't think Chloe would like that very much.
Ed Sheeran, obviously a very happily married man, but Ed Sheeran in the mix there would be funny as well. But yeah, Kris Jenner working her magic again, getting Kendall with, again, the hottest of the hot, as people say.
I'd say it's just, I don't even think Kris has to work too hard. Kendall is just beautiful. Like, she's just so stunning. But I wonder, because, and I'm not trying to be mean here. I know it sounds like I'm trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. But, like, she's dated a lot of people.
Yeah.
And she's dated a lot of quite a big personalities.
Yeah.
Does she not have one? Do you know what I mean? Like
Kendall?
Is she a bit boring? Because she's dating these people and they're like, oh, she's so hot. But then are they like after, like, do you know what? She doesn't have much to her. Like, do you know when you meet someone hot who just specifically goes about through life
being
banking
hot
on their hotness?
I actually think, and obviously, like, what do I know about these very famous rich family, really? I know nothing. But the impression I get is she's probably the most chill and cool one of them all.
Do you think? Okay.
Do you not get that vibe?
I know nothing about the Kardashians, really, but from the vibe I got...
She's more kind of tomboy, cool, chill. I just want to go ride my horses. See you later, Kylie. Do your lip gloss thing. I'm going to go to my ranch.
Right,
that's the vibe I get off Kendall.
Yeah, fair enough. I would have just thought she's a bit boring.
Maybe she is.
I played my first evening session of golf last night.
Oh God, I thought we were over the golf.
No, definitely not. Remember, I was saying the first time I played golf, which was on Saturday just gone, that I didn't have a great time because the lads were obviously much better than me and
they kept walking off.
They kind of kept walking off, and in fairness, I was just, because I was crapper, I was going the other way or whatever. So
it just wasn't a fun day, was it?
It wasn't a fun day.
No.
But I think it was because I was under a lot of pressure. I mean, I was playing with two other people last night. Well, I was playing with my mate Owen, and then we arrived. And something I'm learning about golf is it's quite a, here's a random person they're playing with you.
Oh, right.
Sport.
Oh,
which
right.
I've never experienced before.
That's good. A good way to meet new people.
Apart from like five aside where you're just like thrown in with a load of people. We arrived for our tea time at 6:20. And
do you think that's a funny ever? No. It's just funny that it's your tea time.
My tea time.
Makes me think like, oh, you're off for your dinner.
Off for a little cup of tea.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, I use 6:20. And we were like, yeah. And he was like, yeah, perfect, me too. And I was just sitting there going, so what happens now? And Owen was just like, he's just with us for the day. I'm like, and that's normal. And he's like, yeah. Now, luckily, he was so sound. Like, really, really nice guy. And so we played 14 holes before it got really, really dark. We did the 12th, the 13th and the 14th hole basically in pitch black.
Okay.
Couldn't see the ball. Used an Illuminis ball.
I was about to say you need something bright, yeah.
But had a really, really good time, and my favourite thing about it was there was zero pressure from the very first tee off because the guy who I didn't know duffed it. Like he didn't hit it well and it went only like 10 yards.
Brilliant. That's exactly what you needed.
Then my mate Owen went straight into the trees.
Excellent. Was Owen a part of the crew that let you down on Saturday?
No, he wasn't there.
Good. I like this crew better, Dave.
And then I was just like, great, great. There's no pressure now.
Mm.
So I got up and I hit the ball. And I said to your man, I was like, I've never played before. He was like, you've never played before. I was like, well, I played on Saturday. That was my first time ever playing golf. And he was
You're
like,
such
okay.
a child. I love it. Yeah, well, I played on Saturday, but like, I mean, this is my first proper time.
It is my first proper time. And he was just like, all right, okay. And then I hit the ball. And Emma, the ball went really, really high and really, really far.
Oh my God.
And really, really straight, which is kind of what you want.
Amazing.
And then he was just like, you've never played before, have you not? And I was like, no, I swear, this is just beginner's luck. I had beginner's luck for the entire session.
Yes!
It was unbelievable. I hit two pars, which I was really, really
happy
about.
Don't know what that means, but yay.
So if a hole is a par three, it means you're supposed to get it in three shots.
And you did that.
I did that.
Yay!
Which, now, in fairness, the rest of the holes were par fours, and I got them in eight.
That's fine.
Do you know what I mean? Very, very tough.
Course. Massive progress, David.
Yeah, a lot of progress. I was really, really happy with it. There was one moment where I hit a shot off the tee. It was a par three, and it landed right on the green. I could have put it in for birdie, but I missed a putter because I'm a terrible putter. So it was a big day for me. It was a very successful day.
That's such a great turnaround. I thought that the golf thing was coming to an end, which was kind of a bit of a relief to me. But I'm glad that we're back on track.
It was fantastic. But like, we were so good. We enjoyed it so much that we literally were in darkness for the last hole. And just going, do you think your ball's over there? I don't know, just drop it there anywhere. You lose so many balls when you're on the course. I only lost three balls last night, which is a real positive.
Well done,
now,
David.
Now, the only thing is that the worst thing for golfers, this is what I've realised.
I'm
a golfer now.
Okay.
The worst thing for golfers is when you're playing well. And I think anyone listening who plays golf will understand this. The worst thing in the world is when you're playing well and the next day you have a lesson.
Why? Because it just brings you back down to earth?
It's more because the person giving the lesson, who's a pro, will change your grip, or they'll change your swing, or they'll change what club you use at what part of the hole, or
so
whatever.
Just when you got confident with the
just
with
when you get confident
method.
He's going to be like, let's change it up, and you're like, no, but I'm playing well.
Yeah.
So I'm worried that I'm going to show him all these things that I was doing last night and he'd be going, you're useless.
Oh no.
So let's change this. Let's do it. And then for the next couple of weeks, I'll be terrible again.
I think the way that you can manage your golf career is go with this lad, Owen, he seems sound, and go with this new guy who's random.
Yeah.
And don't get any lessons.
Yes, I think so too.
I think that's.
Don't try to better yourself. That is our lesson this morning.
Spin. Introduce me to Olivia Dean.
It's Olivia Dean. It's all going off after 11 o'clock this morning. The massive tour, Olivia Dean coming to Dublin this summer, and demand for the gigs were so big. She initially was due to play two nights at Fairview Park. That wasn't enough for people. Upgraded to Marley Park, and still, I think she could have done a third or a fourth night, and we still would have very disappointed fans.
It's like in fourth class when we did the play of Oliver, and I was Oliver.
Of course.
I was so good that they moved it from the classroom to the gym.
Wow.
So that we could get more people in to watch it.
The demand to see David Hammond as Oliver was that big.
Listen, Irish Independent said it was 5 stars, but whatever. Listen, if you're our winner, you'll bag a pair of tickets to that show, all with thanks to Universal Music Ireland. And I presume that's it, Emma, is it?
No. We talked a lot about trimmings on the show this week. Trimmings. The trimmings are pretty stellar when it comes to this prize. We want to sort you out on top of your tickets with two nights in a 4-star Dublin hotel, so proper, like, getaway at home in Dublin. A pre-gig meal, that's Sophie's. We're going to pamper you before the gig. We've looked into that. I think that's proper, like, potential facials and things.
Lovely.
Shuttle you to Marley Park with a luxury chauffeur, and we'll throw in cash as well. Okay, we've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, you've been getting on the standby list. In order to get yourself as one of the final people on the standby list, you need to answer your phone if we call you now a very particular way, okay? Michaela Hayes making the call after 11 o'clock this morning. Keep listening this morning if you want to get in the standby list. But if this is you, please answer the phone
the way
we've been telling you.
Man, I need those tickets.
Yay!
Yes,
well
Shannon,
done.
Well done. You're on that standby list. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you. Well, I don't want you to draw, but thank you.
No. But listen, you've been trying really hard to get in there, haven't you?
I have been.
Oh my God, right at the skin of your teeth, right before the lines close and all this. Well done.
Love that, Shannon. Well done. I presume you're a fan of Olivia Dean but couldn't get tickets?
I Absolutely. Tried so hard, couldn't get in.
Okay. Okay. Well, look, rooting for you this morning. If your phone rings just after 11 o'clock, please answer the exact same way. Man, I need those tickets. And you'll win the whole lot, Shannon.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to try.
Best of luck, Shannon. Have a great day.
Good luck.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. How many calls do you think Michaela, if you were to guess now, how many calls do you think Michaela will be making today?
Oh, I'd say two. I'd say one person will forget, but the other person will remember it.
The reason I asked, Dave, by the way, is some people might have registered for this a week ago.
Yes.
So their phone might ring at 11 this morning. They'll go, hello. And that's no good.
Myself obviously. And Emma once did a competition like this where we made the call after 11 o'clock. I think it was for Sabrina Carpenter and Olivia Rodrigo and loads of others. Yeah, we've done a couple. There was one day we made 20 calls.
I think it was about 24 we counted in total.
Because no one could remember the phrase to say.
Yeah.
So write it down. You need to answer the phone with, man, I need those tickets.
Don't put Michaela through what we went through that day.
Yeah, we were here until like 11:30.
And if you know me at all, you know how much it breaks my heart when people don't win things.
And you know me at all, you know how much it breaks my heart when I'm here past 10:30.
Listen out for Olivia to pop up. It'll happen again before 10 o'clock this morning. Just on the Coachella stuff, I know it's wrapped up now, but the PR that it's done, the positive PR, particularly for obviously Justin Bieber,
yeah,
but also Hailey Bieber, has been incredible. So just in case you don't know, Hailey Bieber has had a pretty hard time when it comes to Justin Bieber's fans over the years. Ever since they got together, she's been subject to like huge amounts of hate.
Comparison with Selena and all, isn't it?
Massively, like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez, they went out together when they were very young, and there's just this constant conspiracy theories that Hailey's a hater and just really nasty stuff that's been going on. But anyway,
she seems like a nice person.
She does seem. She seems absolutely grand. And there was always this campaign that she was a mean girl. Do you know what I mean? She's grand. Like, leave her off.
I think she's probably just a bit shy. These celebrities are kind of sometimes I feel like when you meet them, you think they're going to be huge egos, but like they're, which they are, I'm sure, but they're quiet.
She had a big weekend across the two weekends at Coachella. Her brand, Rode, it had a stall there and it just like was so, so busy. But on top of that as well, in terms of her kind of personal PR, as I said, doing really well, it was her who encouraged Billie Eilish to get up on stage and be Justin Bieber's one less
saw
lonely
that,
girl
yeah.
for that.
You were telling
thing.
Me about that.
So that was how she kind of orchestrated that whole thing. In case you don't know, Billie Eilish, massive Justin Bieber fan, grew up like obsessed with him. She's still like crying over the fact that she was his one less lonely girl. And it was Hailey who pushed her up on stage and made that happen. So the world now is like, oh my God, Hailey's actually a really nice girl, blah, blah, blah. And fans are saying, You deserve an apology. You deserve an apology from all the people who were so cruel to you for years and all this.
Okay.
And I love the sass she put up on Instagram the other day in response to this, Hailey Bieber did, saying, all good in the apologies. The therapy's already paid for. Save it.
Yeah, fair enough. I like that. Fair play to her.
You're grand. Thank you very much.
She's a cool person. I didn't realise it was Billie Eilish until after. I just saw this girl on stage, like, on their hands and knees, like crying, and I was like, get up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, this is your chance, like, to be the one less lonely girl. Like, this is so many people's dreams. Like, enjoy the moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was Billie Eilish. And I was like, that makes more sense now.
I love the TikTok reactions to people's realisation that it's Billie Eilish, because they're all like, who's that?
Yeah.
And then,
it's Billie Eilish. Yeah, it makes more sense.
So cool. Hello, how are we? Happy Friday.
Good morning, happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody.
I've been playing around with a bit of a cold all week, which is grand, but all of a sudden I went to the Three Arena last night to see Neo.
Oh, good, so you gave the cold to everyone in Dublin.
Exactly.
Ah, that's nice,
Neo
yeah.
and Akon.
Akon.
At the Three Arena last night. I'll talk more about that after nine. One of the best nights of my entire life, not even lying.
Interesting.
But as I was there, I developed like a bit of a cough on top of the cold. You know when you're like, I have a bit of a cold, but I don't think it's going to develop. I was just saying to Jack before I left, I was like, I think we got off lightly with this like cold that was threatening all week. Mm-hmm. It hasn't really turned into anything more than that. Like, grand, we're on the way out. Oh my God, I got home last night. And do you know as well, like, I knew I was out too late. I'd worked this morning, all that. I was like, just get into bed. As soon as I lay down flat, you know that cough that kicks off as soon as you put your head back?
Yeah.
It's just that tickle in your throat. So as soon as I put the head down, couldn't sleep. I went into the spare room then just to try and give Jack.
Oh, that was nice, yeah.
Yeah. But man, it's the most frustrating thing in the world that just as soon as you want to, like, it's just like, just let me sleep. But obviously you're kind of trying to stack your pillows back up high as if you're sitting to stop the tickle kick off.
I do like sitting up. I can't sleep when I'm sitting up, but I do like sleeping when I'm sitting up when I'm sick. It's a good feeling.
You know, some people, my granny now can, people can sleep really well in a chair. I've never been able to get that, but I'm looking
forward. You can sleep on a plane, a train, a tent.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair enough. But I mean, do you know some people would sit up in an armchair and have a lovely cozy nap? I've never been able to do that sitting up.
No, I wouldn't be able to do any of it. I have to be so specifically comfortable. Like, I have to be on my side. It doesn't matter left or right, but I have to have the blanket in between my two legs.
Mm.
Otherwise,
how many pillows?
Well, just one pillow.
Just one pillow.
One pillow, yeah. I have to have the blanket in between my legs because if my legs touch, the world ends.
Really?
My knees are clocking together because my knees are... I don't know, I just feel like kneecaps shouldn't touch each other.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. I don't know why. It just feels horrible.
What if you woke up in the middle of the night and you noticed that your kneecaps were touching?
They would never. They would never, ever, ever.
Because you just wouldn't let it happen.
I wouldn't let it happen. The blanket is wrapped so tightly around my leg that it would never... I can't possibly touch them together.
That is so funny. Just you having a battle being like, now you stay there and you stay there.
And the same with the balls of my feet. Like the bones at the side of your feet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like those little kind of ankle bones or whatever.
Oh, right.
Whatever. They can't touch either.
Is that just the thing you've always had?
Yeah.
What if they want to have a little touch?
I'm highly neurodivergent.
The Tricky 10, it's on the way next. Tricky. Okay, welcome on in. Today is the day we will give away the end of week prize to whoever tops the leaderboards. That is the pair of tickets to Lewis Capaldi, supported by CMAT at Marley Park this summer. On to play this morning is Niamh, who, like me, is not feeling very well morning. What's going on?
No, I'm not well today. I'm hoping it's just a 24-hour thing.
Oh, yeah. Are you dosed up? What are your symptoms, Niamh?
We don't need sugar.
Oh, okay. Oh, lovely.
Okay. Did you?
I'm fluish.
Are you able to call in sick to work or anything like that?
Yeah, I had to call in this morning. Yeah, I'm not well at all.
I'm just hoping they don't hear you on the radio, Niamh.
Listen, if they do, they do.
You're the
hopefully
boss.
I win the 1,000 and I'll be able to buy them lunch next week.
Yes, that's fantastic.
Okay, so you're going to rest up over the weekend. Do you have plans in the diary that you're waiting to see if they can go ahead or not? Or
no, I was meant to be doing a hike tomorrow.
Oh, well,
the GAA club.
Do you know what? That's a real shame you're going to miss the hike with the GAA club.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need to rest.
It's a real shame. And do you know what? I'd say just as the hike's wrapping up, I'd say you might feel a bit better.
I'd say she would, yeah.
You never know. It depends on the weather.
Welcome on in to the Tricky 10.
All right, here we go. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, Niamh, and Dave's going to ask your 10 questions.
I'm going to ask you 10 questions because Emma said to me, Dave, you ask the questions because I'm sick. Because Emma is also sick at the moment. Yeah. I swear it's not me saying I'm going to ask the questions because Emma has been chosen every single day for the past 2 weeks. It's not an ego bruise, I promise.
I just said, Dave, please, I can't breathe. I'm really struggling.
Can I just
breathe.
Ask real quick?
Yes.
Am I able to pass if I don't know the answer?
You can, but I
wouldn't recommend it.
Because we can't go.
We'll go through the rules though. Emma, go through the rules. Listen to these.
So basically, each answer is a number between 1 and 10. Hence why probably not a good idea to pass. You're better off just give it a guess. Do you know what I mean? The 1 to 10 won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. But if you don't know the answer, definitely give it a guess. I would be passing because it could be another point.
The answers are only ever going
to
be either.
You can't come back to it at the end.
No, you can't come back. That's the problem.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
It's really because the answer is always going to be either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9, or 10.
It's an interesting question though. If there was time left on the clock, would you go back?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you top the leaderboard today, you'll win those tickets to see Lewis Capaldi, supported by CMAT at Marley Park. And if you get all 10, as you know, you'll win the grand. We're wishing you the very best of luck, Niamh. You can do it.
Are you ready, Niamh?
Thank you. Over.
All right, let's go. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. March is what number month of the year?
Third.
The word orange contains how many letters? Wayne Rooney wore what number shirt for Manchester United between 2007 and 2017?
Oh, God. 7.
Complete the name of this film, 2000 and what? A Space Odyssey.
2000 and...
Have a guess.
Oh, God.
Have you?
Dermot Kennedy will perform how many shows this summer in the Aviva?
Oh, God, I would have said 2 for that as well.
Okay, let's take 2. How many primary human senses are there? How many senses?
5.
In chess, each player starts with how many pawns?
Oh God, okay. 20 from 10. 10.
Oh, Niamh, it wasn't to be today, was it?
I was thinking of the pieces, not the pants.
Yeah, no, fair enough. I get it. We got through 7 questions.
Yeah.
Do you want to find out your score?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, a score of 4 is not bad for 7 questions.
It sure is.
That's really not bad at all, Niamh.
Just the 2 really caught you out. The Wayne Rooney question. He actually wore shirt number 10 for Man United. The name of the film, 2001 A Space Odyssey. It was 2001 rather than 2002. And the other 2 you got correct. And then obviously we were after the time anyway. But in chess, each player starts with how many pawns? It's actually 8.
Oh, did you say? No. What did she say for that one?
20 and then 10.
Oh, 20 and then 10. Fair enough. Niamh, it wasn't to be, but I hope you had fun. And the good thing is you get to go back to bed now and just chill out for the weekend and try and feel better.
And you know what? At the end of the day, there's no GAA hikes, and that's all that matters, really.
Well, you never know. We'll see.
Mind yourself, Niamh. Have a good one.
Good
get
luck.
Better soon.
Thanks, Niamh. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Okay, so here's the deal. Top of the leaderboards, Darren. Well done. He goes away with the tickets to Lewis Capaldi. And next week, we can reveal the prize at the end of the week.
Oh, I don't know this.
Oh, it's exciting.
What is it?
Tickets to Pitbull.
No way.
We have tickets to Pitbull at Marley Park for the highest score of the week next week.
And €1,000 if you get all 10 questions
exactly.
Don't forget that.
But the Pitbull tickets, though, that's going to be
worldwide. It's a 3:05.
Right now, it's 8:15, Milky, and Just The Way You Are. Dave Ranks on the way in a few. You're on Spin.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to one of my favourite parts of the week. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic, or songs from Phineas and Ferb, or transition sounds between Hannah Montana episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this week is an interesting Dave Ranks because I think people are going to hate it.
Okay.
Especially if you're in the car. Because yesterday when I was in the car, a bus driver beeped at me.
Oh, what did you do wrong?
I was turning right where I shouldn't have been allowed to turn right, and thus I was blocking his...
Right, okay.
His way.
Understandable.
You know? So he beeped at me, and all I could think of while he was beeping at me was, God, I hate the sound of beeping. Mm. I hate it so much. Why don't I rank beeps? And then I thought, right, this is perfect. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks, the sounds that different horns make.
Hey! I think that's a good warning, and you've been told this is not really someone beeping at you. This is the radio.
This is the radio making them sounds. For the people at the back, I'm just going to shout that out if that's okay. This is on the radio. These sounds are going to be... It's not... You know, no one's giving it out to you, right, for driving. Okay.
Excellent.
So there are plenty of horn noises in the world, but 5th place is one I probably hate the most.
Are you ranking it by like car brand and stuff like that?
No, it's okay. Nothing like that. It's just kind of, it's almost like just random things and also modes of transport.
Okay, perfect.
Now we start off with 5, which is my least favourite in the world. I hate it so much, but 1 is my favourite and I love it so much.
Oh, you like it.
I like
there's a horn
1.
He likes, everybody.
I like 2 and I like 1.
Mm-hmm.
3 is meh. And 4 and 5 I absolutely hate.
Okay, here we go.
In 5th place for Dave Ranks, the sounds that different horns make, we have an air horn. Is that not just the worst noise
horrible
in the entire world?
And you know what? DJs use it and it's disgusting.
Awful.
Don't use it.
I love football matches, but it reminds me of something at a football match, and I will genuinely have a panic attack if someone behind me has an air horn.
It's a really horrible sound, that. I don't like it.
Unless I have it. And unless I have control over what noise it makes.
So if I hit you out of it with no... If it's not in your control, it's like that is the most grating
worst
sound in the world.
We move on to 4th place, which is kind of a trio of horns because this thing uses like 3 horns to make 1 noise.
Right.
And it's too noisy. It's not as bad as the air horn, but I do not like it. In 4th place, it's a train.
Do you know what it sounds like? It sounds like an old piano that's been left in a church rotting for like an organ. Do you know when an
like
organ's
like... I feel like I'm on the tracks in a car that's stuck in traffic and won't move and the train's coming towards me at 100 miles an hour and I'm going, I can't do anything.
Yeah, and my life is over.
And it's like, what good is beeping going to do?
Mm-hmm. It's always that panic moment in a movie as well, isn't it?
Yes. But that whole clip just reminds me of the unfortunate series of unfortunate events, Lemony Snicket's mm-hmm, movie, where they're stuck mm-hmm. on the tracks. We move on to third place, which, as I said earlier on, is a sound of a horn that it's not great. It's not fantastic. I don't enjoy it, but I also don't absolutely hate it as much as I hate the air horn. Third place for Dave ranks the sounds the different horns make. It's a car.
Yeah.
I'm used to that. What?
The only thing about cars is, one of the reasons, it was actually a deciding factor when I got my new car, that was a new car for me, but a second-hand car, I hate a loser horn.
Oh yeah, go on.
So for example, if you get into a car and you give it a little beep and it's like, beep.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
whereas
yeah.
the beep on my car was like, it gave me like 65-year-old gentleman vibe.
Okay,
it was
very
like,
good.
Beep, as in like, don't mess.
Yeah, I like the little, I like the ones that you can quickly hit. The, it's just like a little beep, beep.
Yeah.
Which is just like a, hey, has gone. You wouldn't. The light's been green there for a while there. If you don't mind,
Would you get off your phone?
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't mind, it's just a little beep. Beep. Doing this is too much. No, that's second place.
Oh, sorry.
Second place is a little honk.
Wait, that's fun.
But I was saying the third place is too much.
Yeah.
Too
that's
much.
Aggro.
Too much. We move on to second place, which you've just heard. Emma's ruined the entire thing.
I'm so sorry.
Dave ranks the sounds that different horns make. It's a little.
Is that a car horn?
I don't know. It's almost like a little clown car horn.
Yeah, that does sound like.
I really do enjoy
nice.
It though. It's like it's something, it's like something a clown would have at your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not number one. It's not first place. First place for Dave ranks the sounds that different horns make is a fantastic sound, especially when it's heard from a little bit far away, because it's so ginormous, but it's lovely. First place, it's a cruise ship.
Do you know what that makes me feel like? I've never done a sound bath, but I imagine that's the kind of sound.
What is a
in
sound,
a sound bath? A sound bath?
What's that?
Oh God, we need to get into that. We need to get into that. We should go and do one.
Really?
A sound bath is basically like a form of meditation.
Nice.
Where people go and it's all like basically sounds to help you meditate. You're surrounded in, I don't think you actually take a bath, open to correction, but you're just surrounded by all of these different sounds by like a healer.
Class.
It's very healing.
But how good is that ship?
Oh, that's
sound?
Lovely.
Is that, yeah. It's just so like, I don't know, meditative or something.
Karen's asking, anyone else hearing the train in Polar Express?
Go on.
In this one, I think
number four.
In number four?
Yes.
That probably is that.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
A moment for number one again. That's lovely.
Isn't it so nice?
I want to listen to that all morning.
I know. It's like when you're in, if you're in like meditation or something and like the person hits the gong.
Yeah, I think that's what a sound bath is.
Lovely.
Dave, I loved that, Dave.
Thank you.
That was absolutely, I thought it was one of my favourites, to be honest.
It was a fun one.
Stick around. Shortest quiz on the show shortly. It is the final Friday of the month, and each and every last Friday of the month, we do a thing called the shortest quiz. Very short quiz questions, very short answers, and rakes of IMC Cinema.
Very
passes.
Short phone calls as well.
Yes, indeed.
We're going to get through so many.
We have to ring as many people as we possibly can, give away as many cinema passes as we possibly can. If your phone rings, please turn the radio down in the background because it is chaos. Let's proceed. We're looking for you, Sean. Your number ends in 7-3. There he is. Sean, welcome on into the shortest quiz.
Morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Hey,
how are we?
Do this. Sean, are you ready for your question?
Yep.
Romeo and
Julia.
No, brilliant, Sean. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Pass is on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye. Okay, Jen, we're looking for you. Your number ends in 1-9.
Hello.
Jen,
hi, Jen. Good morning. Welcome to the shortest quiz. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready for your question?
Yeah.
Jen, name a radio station.
Spin 103.8.
Hell yeah, Jen. Nice one. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye.
That's great. Bye. Thanks.
Got a blast.
Got a blast.
Over to you now, Dennis. Dennis the Menace. Oh, that'd be a good question.
Hello.
Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the shortest quiz, sir.
Morning, Dennis.
How are you?
Good. Hi, Dennis. Are you ready for your quiz question?
Absolutely.
Dennis the
Menace.
Yeah. Well done, Dennis. Well done. Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Bye. Looking for you, Hayley. Your number ends in 6-6.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the shortest quiz, Hayley.
Morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
Hayley, you ready for your question?
I am, of course.
Name nice smell.
Perfume.
Oh, lovely, Hayley. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
And now we're looking for Jesse. Number ends in 007.
Ooh. Hello.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Jesse.
Hi.
Ready
Hi.
For your question?
Hi. Yeah.
All right.
Here we go. 00.
00.
00.
00. What?
I was going to say something bad there.
What were you going to say? Tell us the bad thing.
Don't tell us the bad
Boobies.
Thing.
Boobies.
We were more thinking James Bond, but we will take boobies.
Boobies.
Congratulations. I am Susan Rabassas on the way to you.
Thanks so much. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now, Mariana, where are you?
Mariana.
Mariana.
Beautiful name.
Hello, Mariana. Good morning.
Morning, Mariana.
Hi, how are you?
Good, not too bad. Are you ready for your question?
Yeah, hi.
Not a question, more of a request. Do bumblebee sound. Beautiful.
That was really nice.
Very, very
Sounds
good.
Like bumblebee is humming rather than buzzing.
Mariana, IMC Cinema Passes are on the way to you. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Two more.
Aw, oh, Dave.
Now.
Yay!
Hello?
Hello, Rachel. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Rachel.
You?
Hi.
Hi. Rachel. Rachel. Elephant yes. nose.
Ooh.
Elephant nose? What?
Yeah, what? Elephant nose.
What's it called? Big long thing.
Oh, a trunk.
Yes,
trunk.
Well done. Rachel, a tough question, but you got there. Congratulations.
Well done.
IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you.
Thank you.
Bye. Last one. Last player. For now. It is fun, actually. I understand why he does it now.
He gets so into it.
He does.
Hello, is that... I'm not sure your first name. Can you tell us your name, please?
Kira.
Hello.
Morning, Kira. How are you? It's Emma and Dave. Are you ready for your shortest quiz question?
I am indeed. Give me an easy one now.
Okay, easy one. Word beginning with G.
Garden.
Brilliant. It took you a while, but you got there. Kira, congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Do you want to get on? Do you want to play? Well, short in a WhatsApp.
We have to go again.
Immediately.
Oh, my God.
We got to give away as many as we can when Callum's away. 087 711 1038. The word short in a WhatsApp right now.
Deep breath in and deep breath out because this is the shortest quiz. It's where we do really, really short quiz questions, really, really short answers, all because on the shortest day of the year a couple of years ago, we decided to do this and we decided it's so much fun. Let's do it every single month.
Shall we go for round two?
Come on.
Let's go. Looking for you now, Tony. Tony, welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Spell bus.
Sorry?
Spell bus.
Bus, B-U-S. Sorry, you said bus.
Well done, Tony. You even said the name correctly, like a spelling bee.
Yes.
Bus, B-U-S. Congratulations, IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Looking for you, Gary. Your number ends in 3-2.
Hello.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Hi, Gary. You ready for your quiz question?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I am indeed.
Gary, any Apple product?
Apple products?
Any Apple product?
Golden Delicious.
I meant like the iPhone or the iPad.
Oh. I thought you meant the fruit.
He starts naming
delicious
brands of Apple. I am obsessed, Gary. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a great day.
Pink lady.
Same to you guys. Cheers.
Oh, that was
so good.
Absolutely amazing. Okay, Ailish, we're looking for you. I love the shortest quiz. Hi.
Hello.
How are you, Ailish? You ready for your shortest quiz question?
Morning, Ailish.
I absolutely am. Good morning.
Here we go. Lady and the...
Tramp.
Oh, what did you
Derek,
just say?
I cannot believe you,
on
Ailish.
On the radio.
On the radio. Live on the radio.
The cheeky you.
Congratulations. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you, Ailish. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Now, Shannon, where are you?
Morning, Shannon. Come on.
Hi, Shannon. Welcome
Morning.
In. Hello.
Hi.
All right, Shannon, you ready for your question?
I am.
Train noise.
Oh my god. Rain noise.
Train noise.
Chugga 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 chugga.
Train. Oh, chugga. Yeah.
We got there.
People are not awake this morning.
I love it.
Really not awake this morning. Congratulations, Shannon. No. By the skin of your teeth, the IMC set of passes on the way to you.
Thank you. Have a Friday.
Last player, last player.
Aww.
For this month.
Looking for you now, Rachel. Your number ends in 9-8. Hi.
Hello?
Rachel. Welcome to the shortest quiz.
Morning, Rachel.
Oh, good morning.
Rachel, you are our final player. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. Emma will explain.
You are the final player on the shortest quiz, and that means one thing and one thing only every month. Rachel, you have the honor. Do a sneeze.
Yeah. Spot on, Rachel. IMC Cinema Passes on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
Bye. We got there eventually. We got there eventually. The shortest quiz wrapped up with a bow for another month.
Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, hello.
Good morning. I'm so annoyed this morning. Reason being, I found out yesterday.
Yeah.
75,000 AI generated songs are being uploaded to Spotify every single day.
Mm.
44% of music uploaded to Spotify is now AI.
Isn't it just such
44%.
A joke? Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculous.
I know. And Spotify are getting away with it, and they're not stopping it because
Spotify are loving it because they don't have to pay the artists.
Exactly.
There's no art. The artists don't exist. It's mm-hmm. AI. This is really bad, and I don't like this at all.
Mm, and did you see the stat about the Irish music in particular as well? That there's like Irish trad bands on Spotify now.
Yeah, but they're not real.
They're not real. Exactly. It's all AI, and it's just such a damage to the industry.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that I'm savvy when it comes to online. I'm really getting duped at the moment by images. I'm like, I'm starting to just assume. And this is the way unless it's like a picture of my friend out at dinner and I'm like, oh, fab. Hey, if it's anything kind of celebrity or I'm kind of just starting to assume that everything I see is fake.
Yeah, I kind of think that's probably the best option.
Yeah.
Like, I'll still never forgive myself for when you put up that story of the monkey being bullied in the zoo.
Yeah.
And I was like, Emma, this is very clearly AI. And you were like, it's on RT News. And I was like, I rescind my
apology. But I think you have to just assume it's all fake because it's just garbage.
It's probably the best way. That video you saw last night of the rabbits jumping on the trampoline, it's not real though.
I know.
It's not real.
I know. But it just makes it all just so less enjoyable.
It does. Mm. It really does. Wait till they start making this show AI. Then it'll probably be a lot more enjoyable.
Probably. That's kind of what I worry about because I think, unlike lots of other things that are gone to shite, that would probably make us quite good. Mm.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
So I went and did the thing last night. I was
Duracell
bunny here yesterday. I haven't had such a rush about anything in so long. I was up to Hydro because I was heading last night to the Three Arena to see two artists that I grew up on as a teenager. Akon and Neo, they are on tour together. Why they decided to tour together, I don't know. We were chatting last night, the few of us that went together.
They have one collaboration, right?
Yeah. But do they just not feel that they'd confidently sell out as a solo artist?
Oh, that makes me so sad to think that they would think that.
Because they're so brilliant. And they've gone and sold out to three nights. I'm not sure, actually. Have a look and see if there's a couple of tickets knocking about, maybe, if you do want to go tonight or tomorrow night. So they did last night, tonight and tomorrow night, but like predominantly sold out, yeah. Like, as in, there won't be curtains up or anything in the arena, do you know? Such an amazing gig. You can hear it in my voice today. I'd love to. I should have got a clip of the enthusiasm of me yesterday versus the brokenness of me today. It was just amazing. I think they did every single hit. So, you know the way you kind of sometimes dupe yourself into thinking, you know, an arena gig probably on stage at 9?
Yeah.
I got a bit panicked last night. I was like, no, lads, I reckon they'll be on earlier because there's two of them to get through and it's a weeknight. So we kind of started legging it. We got in the Lewis. We were having a drink. Just there by Connolly Station. So we hopped in the Lewis and got up and I was like, we were going in, getting our tickets checked and I could hear one of the songs. I was like, no, we missed the entrance.
Oh, no way.
So they came on the button at 8:30. It was Akon.
And what time did you arrive?
Literally 8:30, but I was getting my ticket scanned and I could hear them. Yeah, so. They did everything but Gangster Bop, which I love. Akon came out, he probably did, I'd say, a medley of 5 or 6 songs at the beginning, and then Neo came out and took over after that. A couple of observations, yeah?
Please.
Do you remember the times when they were in the charts and the music videos were so you know, women dressed in nothing, being sexy and all the rest, right?
Back when we were a proper country, am I right?
What I noticed
was... not like
was
this woke nonsense.
Akon left all of that out of his performance, whereas Neo didn't. He had the most amazing strippers and like amazing dancers on stage doing like acrobatic type stuff.
I think Akon might be the least problematic person ever.
He
seems like a really cool guy.
Ditched.
I could be really wrong on that, by the way. I'm sorry if I am wrong on that. I don't know much, but all I know is that I know...
Historically, there was a massive allegation against him, I think, a very, very long
Well, then I take all that
ago.
Back. But what I was saying, he went to like Africa and like where and like built out load of villages
loads
and like put Wi-Fi in the in this thing.
Puts
like,
his money to good use to help people. But what I loved is, for a lot of Akon's own songs, he sang the clean version.
Oh, nice.
He wasn't saying bad words.
He ain't,
you know,
cussing.
He's a guy who's obviously just like, I'm a bit too old now for that carry on. Do you know what I mean?
That's funny.
He said sexy chick.
Oh my God.
Damn, who's a sexy chick? Oh, I was like,
just in case
there's
kids.
I don't know what he was trying to kind of establish there, but
he was trying to be respectful.
One of the moments of the gig that made me laugh out loud was Akon decided to get himself into an orb and go around the crowd in an orb.
Sorry, I saw this. Like, when you say an orb, describe an orb.
What's it called when you... This is something that you can do for fun, isn't
Zorbing.
It? Zorbing. So it was a zorb then? A zorb?
Was it a zorb? I don't know. It was basically a big inflatable ball.
And he went crowd surfing in the ball.
That is quite genius, because when I was at Young Blood, he just crowd surfed.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's really dangerous, man. People could scratch you or stab you or do something.
I'd say Akon's taking care of himself now. He's saying, I need to wash the germs. Do you know what I mean? I'll get into the orb and do it.
A bit older, like.
And also, so funny. They took a big long break. They took an interval. They said, okay, guys, let's everyone just take a few minutes, have a little break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. We were like, what's going on? Are we in a theatre? They took a literal like 15 minute pause and advertised golf.
You're joking.
They were advertising some golf project that, I don't know, they're all working on screen, but like they were just playing Justin Bieber tunes.
Well, oh my God. That's so funny.
But it was so good. Second
they went back
half,
to get physio or something.
Can't believe we're actually saying this, but the second half definitely tops the first. They did it all. They gave it everything. It was so good. If you are going tonight or tomorrow, I promise that you're going to have a baller.
Do you hate the Lonely song? Because that is a really tough song to listen to.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
It's the Lonely.
That bit's annoying, but...
I'm no problem.
I was getting emotional since that last night, but I'm a sap.
Can't stand
You're going to have an absolute ball if you're going. Enjoy it.
Belly Dancer good?
Belly Dancer was unbelievable.
Good.
You'll
that
wake up tomorrow
song.
Sounding like me and feeling like me, but it's worth it.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Do you want to hear about some celebrities who have degrees?
Yes.
Because I thought this was kind of bizarre. Some of these celebrities have really interesting degrees that have nothing to do with what they do in life. The reason for this is because I was thinking about a guy who I once knew who said he wanted to work in RTE because he wanted to be the next Ryan Tuberty.
Okay.
And so what he decided to do, this is a genuine truth, right? What he decided to do was to go to college and get an English degree.
Yeah.
Because that's what Ryan Tuberty has.
Ah.
And he was like, and I think it was history as well. And he was just like, well...
Follow him in the path.
He was like... Or do you like when people have weird degrees? And I was like, I'm pretty sure they don't. I think they just like talent.
And I also think English isn't the most quirky.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. Yeah. But I remember he was going to college because it looked good on his CV to be like, yeah, I have a degree in English. Maybe they'll hire me in RTE. And I remember being like, maybe just like get experience. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was
it
interesting.
It would help with journalism, I suppose, if that's what you're going
to. But I was only thinking about him the other day and I was just like, I wonder how he's doing. He's not in RTE anyway.
Okay.
That's how what I do know. But I was thinking, are there other celebrities who maybe thought the same? Maybe thought, oh, I'll go and get a degree in something before I become an actor or singer or things like that.
Or didn't get famous and they already had it in their back pocket or whatever.
What's interesting, even interesting, is that some of them have a degree in what they are pursuing,
which
I thought was interesting. So I have a list of really, really random celebrities and what they have a degree in. Shaquille O'Neal, famous basketball player. He has a doctorate in human resource development.
No way!
I don't even know what that is. From Barry University.
I guess that just means HR.
Is it HR?
Yeah.
Like Shaquille O'Neal.
Human resources.
Human resources.
That's so funny.
It's gas. Yeah. Will Ferrell from the University of Southern California has a Bachelor of Arts in Sports Information.
Random?
That's so bizarre.
You should swap them out.
I know, you would think so. I think Will Ferrell is a lot more HR coded. Ashton Kutcher from the University of Iowa has a degree in biochemical engineering.
No way.
No idea what that is, but it sounds very complicated. Yeah, there you go. J. Cole St. John's University, a degree in communications.
Interesting.
And a minor in business.
Very good.
I think that I know this is so random and it's just random celebrities and random kind of thing, but it's, for me, kind of can't imagine these people sitting in a classroom.
I know, yeah.
And like at home writing a thesis.
In the last few years, Kendrick Lamar has gone back to college and he's sitting with like regular punters.
Really?
In college, yeah.
Is it English? Because I feel like he'd be great at English.
I can't remember what it was, but the photos of him just in lecture halls are hilarious.
I just mean like he's fantastic with words and with language. Like Eminem, I think.
Geniuses with English.
Bradley Cooper has a degree in English. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a degree in criminology and physiology.
Interesting.
So cool. Rebel Wilson from Australia. She has a degree in law from New South Wales.
Yeah.
Kourtney Kardashian, we were only talking about her on the show earlier on. She has a degree in theatre arts and a minor in Espanol.
Very good.
I know you're learning your Spanish, Emmy. You can maybe take it off her.
Yeah.
Do you know the guy from Kiss, Gene Simmons, who sticks his tongue out and has the white and black paint on?
Yes.
He has a BA in education, so if Kiss ever doesn't work out, he can go back to teaching. Yeah. Natalie Portman has a degree in psychology, which I find interesting. J.K. Rowling in French, James Franco in fine arts, and he's a student of English.
Mm-hmm.
And Weird Al Yankovic. You remember that? He's the guy who sang all the parody songs back in like the boom time.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes, I do remember
him. He has a degree in architecture, because why the hell not?
That's random. If you could go back and like say, I know like time constraints and everything, there's loads of reasons why it's not possible for people to go back to college, but if you were to, is there something that you'd love to study if like points wasn't a structure?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not. I wouldn't be clever enough, and I'd fall behind in lot of
saying,
things I'd like to do.
That's not a problem. Anything.
Yeah. I think it'd be very interesting to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I also think it'd be really. But like on the other flip side of that, I'd love to know. I think it's so impressive when you could fix a car.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like engineering, mechanics.
Understanding how to put an engine back together.
That is
just
so cool.
Such an amazing
That's so impressive.
To have, yeah.
So I would like to be able to kind of get in and figure out what's wrong with the car and do that. What about you?
In my next life, I'd like to be an art therapist. I think it's a really cool
concept.
Oh, you
have that down.
So I think basically it's like you're a therapist, but you ask people to express themselves through their drawing.
That's clever. You'll be good at that now, in fairness. You will be good at that.
Okay. It's squeaky bum time. Spin.
Introduce me to Olivia Dean.
It's Olivia Dean.
The massive gig is going to happen, and it's going to happen in June, and it feels like the entirety of Dublin and beyond wants to go and see Olivia Dean. She was upgraded from Fairview to Marley Park. 2 gigs sold out. You saw the demand. We want to send you there with all the trimmings, including a 2-night stay in a 4-star hotel and a meal and all the rest.
The entirety of Dublin will either be in Marley Park or outside Marley Park, just like wanting to be in there.
Exactly. So look, the big
now
hall,
technically everyone in Dublin is either inside Marley Park or outside Marley Park, but I just mean literally outside.
I know. I get it.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'm not trying to be deep here.
The big call is happening at 11 o'clock this morning. If you have registered or if you've got yourself on the standby list over the last week and a half, well, today is the day. Stand by your phone after 11 o'clock this morning, okay? We've been telling you, message in the word Olivia when you heard her pop up and answer the phone that very particular way. Let's do this thing. Very last chance here now this morning, really.
Yep. Hello?
Erica, what were you meant to answer the phone with? No. Erica, I can't believe you.
Heartbroken. Sorry, Erica.
Have a good day. Bye.
Sucks, man. This is the part of this that I just...
It's so heartbreaking, isn't it?
It just doesn't sit well with
again.
Me. Come on. Last chance.
Hello?
Sarah.
No.
What were you meant to answer with? Sorry, Sarah. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
No, really.
I know.
You're breaking my heart. Bye.
Bye.
This is awful.
Okay, I have an idea. Why don't we ring the first person again? And then if she doesn't do it again this time, we ring the second person. And we just alternate between those two people.
Okay, do you know what? Yeah.
Ring Erica again.
Okay.
See if she does it this time.
Man, I need... It's...
Say that again.
One more time.
Man, I need those tickets.
Yeah!
You legend. Oh, I am so happy.
Erica, I think that's the first time we've done that. Usually we're like, no, get them off. And then we rang someone else.
Seriously,
we're
just asking, you know what? Like,
and they didn't answer
honestly,
correctly.
Thank you so much. I'm here in a ball in my eyes now.
Erica,
I honestly am.
You know you're only on the standby list, yeah? You know you're only on the standby list.
You're a legend.
Okay,
thank
so
much,
if you get a phone call after 11 o'clock, Erica, you got to answer it the same way. You know that, yeah?
I will, I promise. Oh, oh, thank you so much.
Why are you legend. Crying? Why does she mean that much to you?
It's my best friend's anniversary today. He's a year gone. He's a year gone. And I want to bring my daughter to Olivia Dean. And I was just talking to him. I was like, Oscar of all days. Why didn't you get me to say it? So thank you so much for you bringing me back.
That's a very
by you ringing me back, that is him down there. You go, there's your second chance. So thank you so much.
Eric.
Erica, that's absolutely lovely.
What was his name, Erica?
Oscar O'Donnell. Oscar. An absolute legend, yeah. He dropped dead a year ago of a brain aneurysm.
Oh really? My God, life is so shite. I mean,
a legend of a person. So, oh, listen, you've made my day on a really sad day. You've made my day. Thank
I am
you.
So glad, Erica. Have a wonderful day.
Give yourself, honestly, spoil yourself rotten today. Be really nice to yourself. And I think you're right. I think it was him who.
It definitely was, Erica.
Like, honestly, when I saw the number ringing back, I was like, is this a joke? Is he actually having a joke with me? Oh, listen, thank you so much.
You're
a dose. You mind yourself, okay? Take care.
I will. Thank you. Mind yourself.
Good luck, Erica.
Thank you.
Oh,
okay.
My fingers crossed. Thanks a million.
Bye. Wow.
I love Erica.
Does it just go to show? And I know you just never know what kind of a day someone else
is having.
My
phone is blowing up with people absolutely loving Erica. Our boss is texting me, my mate is texting me, my other mate is texting me going, oh, I'll give it to Erica. I love Erica.
Yeah.
Fair play to her.
And it's lovely to like talk about Oscar on the radio
it
as
is.
Well, isn't it?
100%.
I wondered, Erica's gone now, but was Oscar a fan of Sabrina Carpenter?
Here's hoping.
You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, welcome on in to the Morning. Music game with no name.
But how are we going to do the music game with no name? Producer Callum isn't here.
Oh, I know.
Wait, hold on. Can we get someone maybe who's like really handsome and has an Australian accent and also maybe has the power to fire us?
What about Boss Nick?
Yay.
Boss Nick buttering me up this morning. Emma David, who?
How are you doing, Nick?
Guys, I'm great. How are you?
How do you do with this game? Because this, I think, is one of the toughest games on radio.
Do you know what? Emma came out to me yesterday to ask what I play, and I went, is this the game where blah, 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 and I completely said it wrong? So
okay, great.
Let's hope I know what I'm doing.
I was like, mate, I don't think you even know the game by the sounds of it, to be honest with you. Okay, what I've done is just because I know Dave can find this tricky and Nick doesn't even know what the game is, what I decided was I would go with categories today that I think suit you guys. So I said, let's stick to kind of an emo rock vibe for Dave, right? To give you more of a chance. And we know that our boss Nick is a huge country music fan, okay? So with that in mind, that's very much giving you both a leg up this morning. But as usual, we will kick off with Mr. David Hammond. Round number one. Dave, in My Chemical Romance's song Teenagers, they say to darken your clothes or strike what kind of pose?
A violent pose. Darken your clothes or strike a violent pose, baby. So darken your
clothes or strike a
violent pose.
Hey.
Leave you alone, but not me.
Very good.
Right, 1-0.
I get the game now.
Okay.
Let's go.
Nick, we're going to move over to you now.
Yeehaw.
In Luke Combs' cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car, where did he work to save a little bit of money?
As a checkout girl, working the market as a checkout girl. Yeah. I'm gonna
say it with your chest.
Lock it in. In the checkout girl. It was a checkout girl.
Yeah, but what did you say before that?
I worked in the market as a checkout girl.
Where did he work?
In a market.
After all that, it was wrong.
The pressure. Dave was like giving me big wide eyes. He was like, lock it in.
Because you said the answer market. And I was like, it's the market.
The convenience
and it wasn't.
Store.
It was the convenience store.
Obviously.
Funny.
Sorry.
Here
Very
we go.
Funny.
That's okay. One up to Dave. So, Nick, you need to crawl back in this round. But round two for Dave. To Dave's favorite song of all time, allegedly. We'll see how he gets on with this. In Owl City's song, Fireflies, he says he gets 1,000 hugs from how many lightning bugs?
Because I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs.
It's
so 10,000.
It's so hard.
I'm going to need a final answer on this.
I'm going to not say 10,000. I'm going to go, it's 10,000.
Because I get 1,000 hugs.
Here we go.
From 10,000.
Yeah! I was going to say 10 million.
I love that you were like, I'm not going to say 10,000. All right, lock in 10,000.
This is like the girly quiz. This is what happened.
Amazing.
Okay, Nick, back over to you.
I'm so nervous.
In Ella Langley's song, Choosing Texas.
My girl.
She says she can tell that she is from Texas by the way he's doing what around the room?
Dancing.
What kind of dancing?
She's dancing around the room. Dancing, she's dancing.
I know the answer.
It's dancing.
It's two-stepping.
Two-stepping? It is two-stepping. She's from Texas. What's wrong with me? I'm so annoyed.
Yes! That is a great tune.
I'm really letting myself down here, guys.
Dave has already taken the win, but we will play on regardless. Dave, round three. In the Killers song, When You Were Young, he says he doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like what?
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like... Oh, God, I don't know.
I do.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks...
Talks like a...
He talks like a... No, go on, you take it.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. He doesn't look a thing like Jesus, but he talks like a gentleman.
Okay,
when
very
you
good.
Remember when
very
you...
good.
Although that's not a point for me.
It was good though, well done.
Okay, here we go, Nick.
Okay.
In I Had Some Help, Morgan Wallen and Post Malone.
Right.
What sort of house with a view did she live in?
Oh my God. I don't know. I actually, like, what is wrong with...
Dave, any ideas?
Cottage.
Living in your big glass house with a view. Big glass house. Lock it in, please, Emma.
Okay, just because I have it prepped, I want to do the tiebreaker anyway.
Please, what is the tiebreaker?
I've enjoyed this, even though I've done horribly.
He likes country and I like emo.
I decided the fairest way to do it was an on this day. What was number one in the country on this day? So I went to 10 years ago, and on this day in 2016, the biggest song in Ireland was Lucas Graham and his song 7 Years.
Love.
We all remember it?
Yeah.
In this song, he says... Oh, by the way, sorry. You don't shout your name, not the answer.
Okay.
In this song, he says his mama told him to go make yourself some friends, or he'll be what?
Mama told me. Mama said, Mama told me to make.
Once I was 7 years old.
Give me the question again.
Mama told him to make some friends, or he'll be what?
Mama told me to make some friends, or he'll be lonely.
Lonely.
David, lonely.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me go make yourself some friends, or you'll be lonely. Obviously, he's gonna be lonely.
Just a pure fluke.
Okay, you're really good at this.
Thank you. I did not. No one has ever said that to me in my life.
Well, I came in here real cocky. I was like, I've got this.
Happy days. Well done,
Nick. I hope you enjoyed another time of you being on Fully Charged, but this time no one took the mick out of you.
This is great crack. I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me. More country music. On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin, your number one hit music station.